You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is an Awaken update for August 23rd of 2024. Welcome and warm greetings, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. I pray that everyone is enjoying your life and feeling more empowered every day. That is our goal, to help you manifest all that you desire and to be more and more empowered every day in your life. I want to give a shout out to Alejandro of Paraguay. Thank you, Alejandro, for sending me that amazing testimonial, and I hope that you received my reply. Please check your email and spam box for an email from me, Trinaise. This is for Alejandro of Paraguay. Just keep pushing. It gets hard to stay on this path because so much begins to change and shift in your life. But that is actually a good sign that you are disturbing the old patterns and they are starting to fall away. You must be persistent and determined to do whatever it takes to change your life and to reconnect with your higher self. Practice the internal light meditation daily and begin your shadow work as soon as you feel that you are ready to commit to it. This path takes commitment and dedication, and your heart just has to be in it. Thank you again, Alejandro, for taking the time to let me know how much this podcast has helped you over the past year. That means a lot to me, and we will continue to cover you with light, sending your angels your way to help you be successful in your life. Just don't give up. Stay on your path. Remember, you have to climb your mountain, as we all do, but we are here to cheer you on. You are never alone. Call on your angels and guides and know that your higher self is here to help you. They will all let you know that they're there. They will show you that you are not alone. Now I would like to inform everyone who has a Gmail account. Alejandro has a Gmail account, and I could not respond to his email from my Awaken the Healing email because I cannot communicate with Gmails. They have us blocked. I have not been able to respond to a Gmail account for over a year now. So I have to use an alternate email to respond to you. And I'm sure that that goes into your spam box. So Gmail controls your emails and they determine who you can communicate with. So everyone who has a Gmail, know that they block whomever they don't want you to talk to. They say that Awaken the Healing is a potential threat. So it's obviously a threat to teach you self-empowerment, to teach you how to bring light into your life, to teach you to be in a state of love and peace and joy, and to release darkness and negativity. Obviously, that's a threat to them. And so for us, this is only confirmation that we are on the right track, but that is why we cannot respond to any of your Gmails when they come in. So when you purchase a book, we have to send it to you from an alternate account. And I would strongly suggest getting away from Gmails as much as possible and using other emails that do not block your messages, do not control who you speak to, because you should be able to speak to whomever you want to speak to. That's called free will. Now let's get into our update for today. This is August 23rd of 2024. Since the full solar eclipse that happened on April 8th of this year, much has manifested. And so much more will come with time. We are in the midst of a great transformation, and all of humanity must choose. After an eclipse, you will see things be removed from your life. These are things that no longer serve you. And depending on what direction you are moving in, that will determine what kinds of things you will be experiencing. Now, I have not spoken about the great changes that are happening at this time, because it has been a time over the last several months to be still and to be quiet in order to allow the energies to shift and to be balanced. This takes a long time after an eclipse, and it was a huge solar eclipse. It went right through Cleveland. So we are all feeling the shifts within us in some way in our lives. Spirit says that those who have not moved into the higher realms or states of consciousness that the sixth sun is bringing us will be experiencing a lot of storms in your life. These can be physical storms as well as emotional storms. This is a manifestation of the destructive energies that are present with the fifth sun that are still within you. And this sun is now setting. The sixth sun is rising, and it's rising with blue skies. So for those who are vibrating higher with the new earth energy, you will be experiencing more blue skies in your life. Many blessings are coming into your life in various ways, through knowledge, through opportunities for growth, through meeting beautiful people and making beautiful friendships, and so on. The separation is real, and it is clear and visible. The energy is taking on a physical form now. Spirit says that the eclipse brought the cutting of the cord. This is the energy that was holding the two earths together. So now the cord has been cut, and the two earths are drifting further and further apart. So if you find yourself on the earth that is experiencing lots of storms, then you must begin to work on your shadow. Start cleansing your shadow. This is the way for you to remove yourself from the lower realms. You must cleanse the vibrations of the lower realms from your energy field in order to begin to experience higher dimensions. If you are interested in cleansing your shadow or finding out more about it, go back and listen to our episodes on the sacred breaths, episodes 225. That's the one that will explain it to you, and 226 is the exercise. I know that all of this can be very confusing, especially to new people. Many don't quite understand what is meant by the cleansing of the shadow and the two earths and so on. There's lots of stuff that we talk about that could be confusing to a new listener, but it's all very complex. In time, if you go back and you listen to all the episodes, you will understand more if you take the time to study. So we have so much to talk about, and you're not going to understand everything right away. But some things you will get. Just hang in there when it gets a little confusing. I'm going to start a series of episodes called An Interview with the Devil. This is going to blow you away. What I'm going to share with you is coming directly from the book Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. We have to talk about this book and discuss some of the questions and answers that will help you become more conscious and aware of what is really going on this planet. If you have listened to all of my episodes of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, then you definitely are ready for this discussion. Nothing will be new to you, and it will all be confirmation of what Spirit has been telling us for the past 9 years. So you have heard it from me of what Spirit has said, and now you will hear it from the entity that Napoleon Hill calls the devil. The messages are the same, and that's why I want to share it with you. They just are coming from a different perspective. And this conversation gets very, very deep. The reason why we must discuss this book, Outwitting the Devil, is because the information will free you from the delusions and delusions that you have been programmed with. Hopefully, you will be able to see your life with clarity and know what direction you need to be moving in. Because the only reason why good people get caught up in darkness is because they believe that they are doing the right thing. The devil and those who work for the dark side twist and invert the truth. This is why so many people are confused and completely lost on this planet. The questions and answers that we will share in the upcoming episodes will help you find your way. You must remember that this world is in the midst of a profound shift of consciousness. And when we get deeper into these episodes, you will see why this information is coming out at the most important time ever. He wrote the book in 1938, and it did not get published until 2011, 73 years later, almost an entire century. Just unbelievable. And now in 2024, it's 86 years later. Here we are looking at this information, and I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. This information in the book is profound. Know that we get to decide. Know that we get to decide if we experience blue skies or storms in our life. And in order to know how to navigate through this shift that we are all experiencing at this time on this planet, you must know how to raise your vibration. This is the key. This is the key to the reality that you experience. You have to remove yourself from the lower realms, because as time goes on, things will become more of what they are. So if you are on New Earth, it will just get better and better. But if you are on old Earth, then it will get worse and worse, because that one is moving into its own destruction. It is possible for us to experience a totally different reality while it appears that we are on the same Earth, but we truly aren't. The problem is that most people do not understand what dimensions are and so on. They really do not understand this stuff. They think that people are crazy that talk about these things, because they believe that if they can see someone or hear someone, then we all must be in the same dimension, in the same reality. But this is not true. We are all experiencing the reality that we are vibrating to. So your vibration is key to the reality that you experience. And so your thoughts are the path you walk on to get there. Spirit says it is your thinking that attracts the waveforms that create your reality. I'm going to say that again. Spirit says it is your thinking that attracts the waveforms that create your reality. So this is why it is so important for you to remove negative beliefs, negative thought forms from your life. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. And the kicker is, the devil is going to tell you the same thing. Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. Get ready for these episodes. They're going to blow you away. Thank you for tuning in today. I truly appreciate you. Thank you for following the show, for being here at this time on this planet. Thank you for your light, for your love, for your continued light work that you are doing for planet Earth and all humanity. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.